Hi, my name is Chad. Hi. So I know the theme of tonight's story is my little town, but the problem for me is that my little town is Texas. And you can't justify Texas with just one story. So if you'll indulge me, I'm going to try to tell you a few. Like all great Texans, I can do a little, a lot with a little. So I'm from Texas, and I know that a lot of the times people from Texas, it causes a lot of eye rolling up here. But what you have to understand is that when you're from Texas, that's a lot to inherit. There's a whole mythology that goes behind that. You kind of feel like you have to be John Wayne, even though he was from Iowa, and I wear sweater vests. But there's an attitude that you have that just goes along with being from Texas. And I was in a bar one night in London, and there was a guy right next to me at the bar who was being very vocal about his opinions towards tourists and foreigners, and, you know, tourists go home, and, you know, foreigners go home. I'm not sure what part of England that's from. But he bumped into me, and he turned and he looked at me, and he realized that I must have been a little out of sorts, and he said, "Where are you from, mate?" And I said, "Me? I'm from Texas." And he got up and left. So there's an attitude that you have to have, and I've carried that attitude up here with me to Connecticut. And whenever people find out that I'm from Texas, there's invariably a few things that have to happen. The first is, as I'm sure most of you have realized, I don't sound like I'm from Texas, which baffles me, because I am, and I have a lot of friends that are, and this is how we all sound. There's 116 different accents in Texas. It's the, you know, 48 times bigger than Connecticut. Some people sound like me. And what I've realized that they mean is, I don't sound like this, which is called the Texas twang. And there are people from Texas who sound like that. They're from East Texas, the part of Texas that's a little bit more associated with the South. But I'm going to set the record straight on this tonight. You're hearing it from me, the horse's mouth. Texas is not the South. It's not the South, it's not the Southwest, thank you. It's not the South, it's not the Southwest, it's Texas. So even though I don't sound like I am sitting on a slide steel guitar with that twang, I don't want you to think that my vocals didn't emerge from Texas unscathed. Especially when I'm tired, you might hear me say things like thangs. I say hail, as in go to, or I feel like. And I even have been known to say, misunderestimate, which I'm very disappointed to say is actually a Bushism. But we all know where he's from, originally. And in case anybody's wondering, I voted for the other guy. And the second thing that always happens when people find out that I'm from Texas is they have to give me their Texas connection, which is great. Because everybody has a Texas connection. They're like belly buttons. It's, you know, I've got a brother-in-law from Dallas, or my niece is in, you know, studying in Baylor, you know, in Waco, or I've got a third cousin who had a layover in Houston once. And that's great. I'm always happy to hear that and to relate to them. But what people take for granted is how big Texas is. Okay, Dallas is 6 or 7 hours away from where I'm from. I can tell you more about Manhattan than I can tell you about Dallas. Even being from Texas, sometimes I take it for granted of how big it is until you meet another person from Texas, and then I get to play this great geography game with them. And it goes like this. For this, I'll be playing both myself and the other person. So, where are you from? I'm from Trinidad. Okay, great. That's about 15 minutes out of Athens. Okay. That's about 30 miles from Henderson. Sounds great. That's about 2 hours away from Tyler. Okay? And that's 4 hours from Dallas. Oh, I know exactly where you're from. There's actually a shortcut you can take. I'll teach you all a trick. If you do this with your hand, it's actually a facsimile of Texas. It's pretty good. It's a very handsome shape. Texans are naturally proud of their state shape. You should see it in a tortilla chip. That's a very good-looking tortilla chip. But, you know, you've got the part that sticks out here where El Paso is, and the Panhandle, and Dallas is up here, and, you know, the Piney Woods and the coastline. And I'm actually from a little town right outside of San Antonio, which is like the 7th or 8th biggest city in the country. We've got 3, by the way, in the top 10, so... we're doing pretty good. So I grew up right outside of San Antonio, but it's still in a rural enough town that in high school I dated a girl who drove a truck. It was a Ford. She had her own horse at a stable. She raised pigs and sheep. And I was her boyfriend who did theater and academic decathlons. And so it takes all kinds in Texas, you can see. But the greatest memories that I have of my time in Texas and growing up, did you hear the Texas coming out now? I hear it myself. There you go. Was the football games and the Friday night lights. And I know people up here are Patriots fans or they're Jets fans. Is anybody a Giants fan? Somebody? Okay, I'll keep looking. The Friday night light, the Friday night lights of football games, people are always asking me about that, especially people my age because of the TV show. And I don't need to watch the TV show because I lived it. Every year of high school, and the excitement of the football games really started Monday morning when you woke up and on a clear enough day you could hear the marching band practice their new song, which was really cool. And you get to school and they're painting the banners that the football team's going to break out through on Friday, and you just meet with your friends and you start talking about the team that we're playing and trying to figure out logistics of we were like 14, what did we know, but. And then, on Wednesday, that was the next greatest day, because on Wednesday, the cheerleaders started selling ribbons. Right? If you've ever watched a Dallas Cowboys game, you know how Texas does cheerleaders. And so on Wednesdays, I had legal reasons to approach a cheerleader, right? Because I had to buy this little ribbon that you could pin, to yourself to wear to the games. And you'd always pick who you're going to buy your ribbons from. And it was a big deal. I always bought my ribbons from Diane Pincunez. And you'd tell your friends, oh yeah, Diane and I, she sold me this ribbon. And then, the next most exciting thing was Friday. Because on Fridays, after we said the Pledge of Allegiance to America, we said the Texas Pledge of Allegiance. Yes. Texas has a Pledge of Allegiance. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, indivisible, under God. It's not very original, but does anybody know the Connecticut Pledge of Allegiance? So Friday afternoon comes, and you start to find out with your friends, whose parents were out of town, or, whose older brother or sister were back from college, because the goal was to try to score beer before the game. And you'd find out, somebody's, folks are out at a movie. So you drive to their house real quick, everybody pile in the back of trucks, Fords, and you'd get to the house, and every Texas fridge has, a 24-pack of Shiner Bock. If you're ever in Texas, order yourself a Shiner Bock, and then I'll give you my email address so you can send me a thank you. And you'd open it up really quiet. Nobody's in the house, but you'd open it really quietly, and we only ever had maybe one, because A, we didn't want to get caught, and B, we hated it. It was gross. But you had to do it. You'd pull up to the football game, and it's 80 degrees. It is humid as all get out, and everybody's wearing their Letterman jackets. You're wearing leather sleeves and a wool body. With your little ribbon patch to it. And actually, I lettered in theater. I actually had the letter from my high school, SC, named for a very famous non-Texan, Samuel Clemens. It was over my heart. That was my school. And you sat down and you start to watch the game, and these weren't multi-million dollar athletes playing. It's Clint, the guy that you sit next to in algebra. And he just threw that pass to Travis, who ran it in for a touchdown. You took English with that kid, and he scored a touchdown. And so the whole game, you're just glued to it, and everybody's there. Everybody's mom, everybody's dad, the mayor, all the police. If you were a thief, that was, your night to get out. And you watch this game, and I don't even think I ever stayed to the end, because you were just too excited. You couldn't handle it. And in order to cool down, what you do is you just get in the back of somebody's truck, and you do what in Texas is called riding the loop. Most major cities in Texas are surrounded by highways that just go in a huge loop that just circles it. San Antonio's got two. And it takes you 2 hours to drive around the whole thing, and you're just in there, and you get far enough out of town where you can actually see stars, and you're passing by these little lit farmhouses, And you just think, why would I want to be anywhere else? I guess at this point, I actually have to admit, I wasn't born in Texas. But I sure as hell got there as fast as I could. Thank you.